There's a beautiful insight found in the Divrei Shmuel from the second Slonim Rebbe in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo. The Pasuk says in Perek Yud, Vayomer Moshe bin Oreinu Vizkinenu Nelech. Moshe says to Paro, we're going, and we're going with our young, and we're taking our old as well. Ratza Lomer explains the Divrei Shmuel, Ki ba'avodas Hashem yis bechinas yimeh na'urim, dahainu midas hazrizus, shu ikar gadol ba'avodas yisbarach. When Moshe says we're taking the youth, it refers to that aspect of Avodas Hashem which is done in a youthful way, when a person has tremendous energy, when one is young, and that's an ikar gadol, he says. That's a very critical component of what it means to serve Hashem properly. But when a person is younger, and life is in full gear, it's difficult at times because a person is so overwhelmed by life's responsibilities. A person will often be found so busy and so engaged that unfortunately he lacks a positive sense of yishuv hadas. He doesn't have peace of mind. And then there's an aspect of old age, which is just the opposite. A person's energies have waned, and this rizus and the excitement to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu may not be as strong as it was in one's youthful days, but there's a certain yishuv hadas that an elderly person has, that a young person, who's still in the throes of life, doesn't have that opportunity. When it comes to zikenenu, it's not so much the mida of zrizus that's apparent, but that person does have the mida of yishuv hadas. An unbelievable line. The Divrei Shmuel tells us that having yishuv hadas is the essence of avodas Hashem, of proper avodas Hashem. Moshe Amar Maran Harav Moshe Mikobrin Zatzal, as Rav Moshe Kobrin, the Kobriner once explained, Kesheechad Amar Le Yizakeni Hashem Yisbarach Lechol Apachos B'Yishuv Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be so kind as to at least grant me a little bit of Yishuv Hadas. And the Kobriner responded to him, Hey Olo, Ma Ata Omer Lechol Apachos Yishuv Hadas? What do you mean at the very least I should have Yishuv Hadas, as if it's a small matter? Harei Zehu Hakol. Yishuv Hadas is in fact everything. And this is the primary technique that the Yetzer Hara uses against us in order to drag us down. That a person should be so busy and so overwhelmed by life that he simply doesn't have the time to think. And even when a person is actively involved in the performance of mitzvos, if he does so with a sense of bahala, he doesn't have clarity, he doesn't have yishuv hadas, then he's still very, very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly what Paro said to the Jewish people, or about the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. Nirpim atem nirpim. Paro says in Shmos Parakei, at the end of Parsha Shmos, you're very lazy, you Jews. Nirpim atem nirpim. What was Paro trying to say? Klomer, ayidei ze, sha'atem nirpim me'avodas Mitzrayim, yesh lechem penai liyishuv hadas. Paro was saying, you Jews, how could it be that you have so much free time that you're able to think, that you're able to complain? You should be so overwhelmed by our avoda that there's simply no time to think. And therefore, you have this absurd request that you'd like to leave to go and offer sacrifices to the Jewish God. Because you have the yishuv hadas, because we're not working you hard enough, all of a sudden you're madly in love with Hashem. And that simply can't be, says Paro, the bechina of the Yetzahara. And therefore, Paro's response right before this phrase, Nirpim atem nirpim, Tichabad ha'avoda al ha'anashim. Keep Jews so busy and so thoroughly overwhelmed that there's simply no time to think and there's no time to properly serve Hashem with yishuv hadas. She'lo yeh lehem panai v'yutrudim tamid, that they should be constantly busy without any time to think. We know the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, where Rashi tells us that it's Parshas Vayechi is a Parshas Stuma, that there's no space between the end of Vayigash and the beginning of Vayechi. And the question is why. And Rashi famously tells us that this Parsha is a Parsha Stuma, Lefisha Kevan Sheniftar Yaakov Avinu, Nistimu Einayam V'Libam Shel Yisrael, Mitzaras Hashibud Sheishchil L'Shavdam. That when Yaakov Avinu passes away, Paro is able to close up the eyes and the hearts of the Jewish people through the Shibud Mitzrayim. And we know that the Medrash tells us in the Sefra, in Vayikra, the Torah's Kohanim, it tells us that one of the reasons there are breaks in the Chumash, that there are pauses between the passages, is to give us time to think and to reflect. And therefore, the Shibud of Mitzrayim was exactly the opposite, closing those gaps, closing our hearts, closing our eyes, and not giving us the ability to properly think. And that's one of the major techniques that the Yetzer Hara constantly uses against us. And that's why the Kobriner said that Yishuv Hadas is not L'chol HaPachos Yishuv Hadas, it's the Ikar of one's Avodah. I'll just conclude with the famous words of the Mesilas Yesharim in the second parak. where the Mesilas Yesharim describes again how Yirmiyahu HaNavi was desperately trying to get people to think, that they should be able to process, to decide what to do, what not to do. And how very famously the Yetzer Hara drags us down by not giving us the opportunity to think. Writes the Mesilas Yesharim, referencing Galus Mitzrayim, the end of the second parak. V'ulam hinei zos be'emes achas mitachbulos ha-Yetzer Hara v'armaso. This is one of the famous techniques and tricks that the Yetzer Hara uses against us. L'hachbir avodaso b'tmidos al libos b'nei ha'odam ad shalo yishar lahem revach lizboneinu l'stakel be'ezer derachim holchim. That a person will be so completely busy that he simply doesn't have time to reflect. Am I walking in the proper path? Am I serving Hashem in the right way? Am I using my kochos, my energies properly? Because the Yetzer Hara knows that if we would just take a few moments to reflect, to make a cheshbon nefesh, to stop and to think, many of us would regret the path that we've chosen for ourselves, that unfortunately we've fallen into and haven't given enough thought to. And that deep sense of regret would continue to increase until a person would finally abandon the averus that which they've been living their lives with. And this is exactly, as we said a moment ago, the Eitzah, the technique of Parah HaRasha, Shmos Parakei, Tichabad HaAvod Ala Anashim, that if we can keep people so busy, they simply won't have time to think. Shahayim Ischavin, Shalo Laniach Lahem Revach Chlal, Levilti Yitnu Leif, or Yasimu Eitzah Negdo, that they shouldn't have a chance to plan a rebellion or to find a way to respond to Paro. Elohim Ishtadel Hafriel Libam Mikol Isbonadis Bekoach Asmadas Havoda Habilti Mafsekis. But simply to keep them so busy, with simply no time to think, no Yishavadas, with the Avoda that was placed upon them without any break. Kein hi atas hayetzahara, mamish abaneo. This is exactly the technique that Paro, the technique of Paro, is exactly the technique that the Yetzer Hara uses against each and every one of us. Ki yish melchamahu, the Yetzer Hara is a very skilled warrior. He's melumad be'armamios, he's well trained in his trickery. V'yefshar limalit mimenu, ala b'chachma rabu v'ashkafa gedola. And it's almost impossible to escape his grasp unless one puts some serious time and thought into the way in which he or she is living his life. And therefore, each and every one of us should take this opportunity, as many of us will take a short break in a period of days from now, people are going on vacation and traveling, and it's all very well deserved and an important part of life. But perhaps a little bit of a break from the regular routine gives us once again the opportunity to reflect, exactly like the Mesilas Yesharim is describing, as the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim is describing in this week's Parsha, to be able to pause for a moment or two, or maybe even a little more, and recognize that Yishuv Hadas is such an important part of our life, to take stock of the choices we've made, and to make sure that we're living lives that are thoughtful and meaningful before our Creator, Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu.